Helen is in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, on our Democrats.
Hold on a second. I'll play that. C-SPAN is usually a little litmus test, better than some of these skewed polls where they just hit up people in ultra-blue urban centers with landlines. It's nothing to get that excited about. It's Zionist number one versus Zionist number two. But when it comes to cancel culture and the party of pedophiles and the party of terrorists, that's the Democrats. So I want you to hear what catering to Antifa and what's become of Black Lives Matter has done for the Democratic Party.
Helen is in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, on our Democrats line. Hi, Helen, you're on C-SPAN.
I come from a long line of Democrats, but I have to say I switched parties because I'm so impressed by what our president did. And tonight's the whole RNC was wonderful. I think Democrats really have to take a look at what has happened to them, how they don't stand up for what the American people really stand for. And Melania and everyone who spoke tonight were just excellent. They spoke what the real true Americans are. Well, I didn't vote for Trump, but I am now. Most definitely. The riots that's going on, what's happening in California and all these countries, I mean, all these states and cities, it's amazing how the Democratic Party has changed. And Donald Trump is the one who's going to take this country and make it better, like he said.
Barb in Forest Lake, Minnesota, Democrats line. Hi, Barb.
I'm a Democrat, and our convention last week is no comparison to what I've seen in just the last two nights.
What do you mean?
I'm from Minnesota, where all these riots and looting and the burning started. And, I mean, not a mention about us last week, about saving our communities, helping our homeless, rebuilding our businesses. And this convention, just in the last two nights, has awakened me that there is hope. That there are people that are willing to fight for us people in our communities.
Some of the protests, have they frightened you?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. They've been, you know, 7 miles away with a new John Johnson of our party going into a neighborhood with 200 of Black Lives Matter supporters and terrorizing innocent neighbors in a community.
Rick in Lorain, Ohio, Democrat. Hi, Rick.
I'm a lifelong Democrat. I'm from Lorain, Ohio, which is a Democrat city in Ohio. And I just want to say, after watching the convention tonight on TV, on C-SPAN here, I am definitely changing my vote to Republican. I'm going to follow the Republican Party now.
But why? What was it that convinced you about tonight?
It was the heartfelt way they came across to the American people, and I was really touched by the number of times they used the word God. The people on the Democratic side on their convention act like they were pushing God right out of it, and that had a lot to do with changing my mind.
Helen is in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, on our Democrat.
Yeah. Okay, so the man in the hat from Canada donates to ask, what happened to Pug? You didn't hear? You know how he had heart problems and COVID-19? He's been in the hospital for months. No, I'm just kidding. He's fine. It's a time zone thing. He was in Alabama for a little while, and so I've been having Josh on, and I rotate. He's still in the Discord. Pug was on a couple weeks ago. He'll be back on. Maybe I'm going to Kyoto today, but maybe on Monday we'll get him in. Buddy Boyo Radio. That was a dark joke. I'm sorry. Pug is absolutely fine. Buddy Boyo Radio says, if you're a Democrat in 2020, you might as well chemically castrate yourself for pederasty. Well, Yes and no. I mean, it's like Democrat doesn't mean what Democrat used to mean. Like, they've gotten crazier than they even usually were. But it's like they've got nothing to run on. It's all identity politics, you know, racial politics, sexual politics, gender politics, because they can't. They used to be, in at least in rhetoric, the party for labor, for the worker, right? They never talk about labor. It's always like just ism, 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 and it's pure hatred, right? It's all, everything's about freaking race, sex, gender, some sort of demographic imagined inequality, and they don't have anything. The government doesn't regulate any of that anyway. They have no issues. You can't fix the economy. They have their foreign policies, you know, the last Democratic president invaded Libya and created slavery again in North Africa, created a giant Al-Qaeda proxy war in Syria, continued the war in Afghanistan, in fact, tripled the size of it. So, I mean, it's just nothing but warmongering with Obama. It would be the same with Biden. Oh, and the coup in Ukraine. Like, I can't even keep count of all the conflicts they started. The only Republican I can think of like that was George Bush Jr., because he went to war with Iraq. His dad, too, he went to war with Iraq and Panama. But yeah, I mean, with Epstein and all that, that is the left-wing blackmail ring. The Kushners are dirty, but not as dirty as Epstein. So yeah, this could be a landslide. And they don't realize it. I know Don Lemon, the dumbest man on television, even noticed. The riots have to stop because it's showing up in focus groups in the polls. Not they have to stop because it's immoral to destroy property and beat people and kill people. And that's not why. It's because it's hurting the Democrats in the polls. It's bad PR is why they want to stop it. By the way, did you see the riot in Wisconsin tonight? Me neither. Thanks, Kyle. It looks like these looters and robbers aren't too excited to go around burning buildings and stuff when there might be consequences. Three people get shot and all of them stopped. He single-handedly stopped a terrorist gang that had caused tens of millions of dollars in his state because the police just sit there and watch them. They can't act. You know, one cell phone video and they're fired. All you got to do is yell the R word and they're done. But a militia go in out there and stop the whole thing. One guy. They don't like playing communist or revolutionary when there's a consequence. All of them are going to go if you don't stand up to them. If you just let them loot stores and set cars on fire and gang up and beat on people and things, they'll keep doing that play until you figure out a way to defend it. Kyle Rittenhouse found a way to defend it, and he did it with style. I think you should take every Chad meme there is and replace Chad with the Kyle. Free Kyle. I hope he gets the lawyers that that Nick had from the Covington School, and you know, it was clearly self-defense. Every single person he shot was touching him or pointing a gun at him. And Antifa fired the first shot, and I've got a video on ANC Report, because I'm not allowed to do it on YouTube, because you know how they are. And this is the first video other than Hellstorm that I have hosted myself. Can't host every video, but I thought I'd do this because, you know, BitChute's a little slow and brand new tube doesn't embed, so yet they will. So there you go. It's in the sidebar. There are two videos in there. It is the second one showing Antifa shooting first. It also shows that the three shots that happened after Rosenbaum was dropped were not from Kyle. They were from closer up, and they were from a Glock. Arnie Truth for Five says leftists are going to be in shock when they find out regular Americans are sick of identity politics and riots. Hope you have a nice trip to Kyoto. Thanks. They should have been in shock in 2016 when they lost. They had the biggest establishment name recognizable candidate ever in Hillary Clinton, and they lost and lost badly, and they couldn't figure out why. So they started saying the Russians hacked the election and things like that. It's not why they lost. Nobody likes somebody accusing everyone of being a Nazi all the time. It is the most off-putting toxic thing you could do. And because America is not a racist country, and anyone living there knows that, unless you're the kind of person just looking for it everywhere and interpreting everything to be that, it isn't. It is ardently anti-racist. If somebody even thinks you smell like a racist, you'll get fired, ostracized, and deplatformed. It is militantly the other way. But they're going to keep saying it anyway because they have no issues. They have nothing to run on. Even with global warming, they couldn't run on global warming, meaning they had to make it global alarmist. They had to be like, the Earth's going to be gone in 10 years. Everything they say is a lie. They're totally anti-science with the 72 genders and stuff, which is ruining female sports. You know, if you have daughters or you're a female athlete, like, that sucks. You start letting men and you just come in and destroy you. There goes female athletics. Goodbye. We segregate the sexes in certain things because it makes sense, because they are different. And there are only two of them, by the way. The left is just insane. And they bully you into accepting their bullshit. Because if you don't, they try and cancel you, shut it down. That's why Trump's going to get reelected. I don't think people are that happy with a lot of things he did. But they're looking at the clown on the other side. And they're like, no. I'll take Trump. And I'll take Melania after that, and one of their kids after that. That's going to be the Trump dynasty if the Democrats don't get their act together. Because they're just awful. Brett says, hey, Rye, where did the pedo information come from about Joseph Rosenbaum? I couldn't find anything on him in the database. Just curious. Thanks, man. He's not in the database anymore because he died. You don't stay in the sex offender list unless you're alive. No one's got to warn you about somebody who isn't here anymore. But here, I will screenshot it for you real fast. It's on my Skype. He's wanted in two states. I think one was Arizona or Arkansas. I think it was Arizona. I'm gonna go look right now. They took him off the Wisconsin list, and they were taking a server was timing out because so many people were in there linking to it and looking at it. So he went to prison for 10 years. Here, let's take a picture of my screen. You can get a look at his jail bonds. He did a hell of a lot of horrible things in prison too, including arson, shit flinging, assaulting officers. I will link to this on ANC just before I go to Kyoto. Or I'll get somebody to. Let me get rid of this ad. There's an advertisement on it I want to delete. The black box is something I just added. He'll never rape again, that's for sure. Here you go. This is why I need a co-host. So while I'm clicking and ticking around like this, I can have a somebody speaking. He's got a long rap sheet. He was only 63 inches in height. Let's see. Now, he's not to be confused with a different Joseph Rosenbaum. Who he and his girlfriend killed a 2-year-old kid. That's a different guy. He's got 42 records. Disobey verbal written order. Obstructing staff. Assault on staff. Assault on staff again. Possession of drugs or narcotics. Arson. Tampering with security and safety. Assault on staff. Assault on staff. Assault staff throwing substances. 1, 2, 3, 4 times in a row. Tampering with security again. Another assault. Disobedience, a possession of contraband, tampering, disrespect, disobeying order, possession of manufactured weapon, that's like a shank or something. Disobeying orders a whole bunch of times, assault with a weapon, refusal to work, is given or received a tattoo, which is illegal in jail. All stuff like that. And a sex act, apparently, on the 18th of April, 2003, right when he got in there. So. Here's a link. Where's my YouTube? Here, what the hell? I don't like multitasking. And when Brett was saying, ah, oh, there's an echo, but it was, don't talk to me about audio. So there's a link, it's on Entropy. 1313 says, I am a Nazi. I come forward in time to see the future of a thousand-year Reich. I will now return and inform the fleet of alien vehicles to take our best Nazis to the Antarctica and the moon bases. Buddy Boyo Radio says, did you see Reverend Al hosting the Black Lesbians Only Matter rally in the link at the Lincoln Memorial? No. Wait, the Black Lesbians Only Matter rally? Is this real? I can't believe that. I don't know. Al Sharpton did that? I don't know. Buddy Boyle Radio says, keep all the Rosenbaums away from kids. Yeah, exactly. Isn't it interesting that there was 3 out of 3 with unknown ethnicities? It's disgusting, man. And these rioters are going to make the Democratic Party lose. And they should. I mean, yes, Black Lives Matter. Yes, police abuse sucks. I just don't see the relationship in how you're supposedly fighting that by randomly setting a car lot on fire or breaking windows or abusing people or kicking someone unconscious on the ground or breaking into a pawn shop and killing somebody or setting a house on fire in Richmond with a child in it and then trying to block the fire trucks from being able to reach them. None of those things have anything to do with black lives, and when you do it in the name of Black Lives Matter, it makes it worse. Antifa is just a bunch of Marxists and communists. That's why they wear the black and red. They think they're anarcho-communists. One of the guys that just got shot belonged to a communist group. All right? These people are disgusting. And the only good thing about them is they're making the Dems lose. I don't know if that's good or not. I don't think it makes a dime's worth of difference at this point. Theresa33 says, it's happening right now, Rye. Al just got done speaking. Nauseating. Okay. Apparently, there's a black lesbian only lives matter at the Lincoln Memorial. This is what happens. It's the inroad of identity politics to atomize people into their little biological sexual categories. It's where nobody can get along with anybody, and it's just a big pissing contest of who's got the most victimization or whatever. You're Americans. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what hole you want to stick it in or not or lick or whatever. It doesn't matter. Stop defining yourself by your sexuality or how much pigment you have. That's lame. You really got nothing else going for you in your life if all you can do is say, well, I'm a female or I'm a black or I'm a gay or I'm a whatever, so, you know, I'm important. It doesn't, you've got every opportunity the same as everyone else in the world if you live in the United States, regardless of your color or whether or not you like vagina, dick, or butthole. It doesn't matter. Nobody cares. But you cannot, you know, BLM's not supposed to stand for burning, looting, and murdering. It's supposed to say Black Lives Matter. It was supposed to be about ending police abuse. A perceived lopsidedness of police abuse towards blacks. I would argue police abuse everybody. Sam Weller says, do you think something funny happened when Bojo got COVID-19 for 2 weeks? I don't think it's funny when anyone gets COVID unless it's Nancy Pelosi. But I really don't think COVID is that big a deal unless you're over 80 or whatever. It's just the flu. Get over it. They've really bitten off more than they can chew with this because people are going to get sick of wearing masks. They're going to get sick. They've bitten off more than they can chew. I don't know what you heard or not. The wire fell out of the bottom of the microphone. But they're going to see more and more people not wearing masks. They're going to see them just thrown on the street and stuff. And it's not going to make a dime's worth of difference. And slowly they're going to start taking the mask off. It's just like They Live when they start putting the glasses on. They're just starting to see through it. This is fear porn. That's all it is. You don't have to. You're not going to die from COVID-19. And they're just going to be like, this was all bunk. And they're going to look around and go, wow, everybody used to be wearing masks and we are on restriction and lost our jobs and had no income and had to live on government subsistence living and all for nothing, for a hype train. That's eventually what people are going to figure out. We're not going to wear a mask forever. People are going to get tired of it. We're going to stop wearing them. Nothing's going to happen. And they're going to go, wow, we all got fooled. Well, not all of us, but, you know, who's on TV? It's just like Y2K. On television, they were telling people all the computer systems are going to collapse when the clock changed in 2000. It was dumb. It was dumb from its outset. You should have figured that out day one. But people were just like, oh, I don't know. We'll just wait and see what happens. No, idiot. You don't have to wait and see what happens. You ought to know nothing's going to happen. It's just a clock. But they didn't. Seely Star says, finally figured out entropy. Great work. Yeah, entropy. You just click on the link. Sign in with whatever. If you sign in on YouTube, you can sign in with YouTube on Entropy. Same exact video plays there, and you can pay with credit card, Google Pay, whatever. So I'm glad you figured it out. I don't know how to make it easier. I'm not a tech person, but it is what it is. Landslide coming. Landslide. It's the Quicksilver saying whiplash. I am going to Kyoto. I can hear my wife is out of the shower now, so we'll be ready to go. So I will see you on the other side. Stop rioting, stop burning buildings. And really, it really disgusts me that you're doing all that in the name of fighting racism or police abuse. No, you're not. You're a bunch of communists. You're un-American. It's treason. You're terrorist. And you get what you deserve if you're violent to somebody holding a gun.
Lotta Greed Martin, proud producer and proprietor, patriotic projectile party poppers. Got some up to the brown people making trouble for your empire? Replace them with a charred freighter and a cloud of white smoke. So remember, if your next geostrategic boondoggle's going awry, don't call us, we'll call you. Lotta Greed Martin, proud producer and proprietor, patriotic projectile party poppers. Got
some- Slap around that like button. Hit share and be sure to follow us on the link below. Slap around that like button.